available. It felt like a good opportunity for y'all to see what we tell the public in that kickoff meeting. Here's this, the run sizes. Here's where we see pinch points coming for the next year. Here's what we're going to have to deal with. We can certainly provide that in some other format, including taking a look at the recording. It was just because it was coincidental, and I think it was probably going to be more like an hour, that portion of it, and we blocked out a little more time. It was just, you also then get a flavor of how the staff are interacting with the audience, which is all of our stakeholders. So absolutely not necessary. We can reschedule or redo it. But I just wanted, my main thing was to ensure folks that this wasn't going to be, here's your shot at North of Falcon, and then we're over.
Thank you, Kelly. I see Molly has something to say.
Well, having heard that, then I'm interested again. Sorry, but I'm open with whatever is decided. But that does that is different than what I was imagining. So,
okay, I think we got a little bit more work to do on this, and that'll happen. It doesn't sound like anybody has real strong feelings one way or the other, except maybe our chair, which means a lot. Is there anything else that we need to talk about future agenda planning or the year at a glance? Great. If so, that means that we are on to our final agenda item, which is agenda item D, general discussion, which is where we get to talk about anything we want, especially anything that we've done lately, which might be of interest. Anybody do anything cool lately? No? Molly has her hand up. Sorry. Oh, Lorna's here too. Good. Hang on just a minute, Lorna. But Molly, go ahead.
We got the, I don't even know how to talk about this now. There will be a Shrub Step video coming out that I am supremely proud of and excited, and it makes me smile, and it's so happy, and I just am beautiful to look at. And so I hope you all just check that out.
Thank you, Commissioner Linville. Commissioner Smith, you're back with us?
Yes, I don't know why all of a sudden it let me unmute. I'm actually sitting in the pharmacy waiting to get jabbed in the arm. We got the late night notice and decided to go for it. So here I am. But my question is, you know, Fred and I are the new kids on the block. We have ideas about things we want to see brought up. We understand the blue sheet process. But once you do submit a blue sheet, then how does that get on the agenda? How do we make time for it? How do, you know, can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. It's a very brief conversation, and I can talk to you offline too, as can anybody else. What happens is you submit a blue sheet at the end of usually we do these at the regular meetings, and then at the end of the meeting, you present your blue sheet, and we vote on it. There is a little bit of discussion, which is with staff, about how much work we're taking and how much work we're displacing, and we think about how important the issue is. But what it is our own, it's the one opportunity that commissioners have to ask other commissioners if we can dedicate some resources to an item that's of particular interest to them. And so it's voted on at the same committee meeting where it is submitted. Amy or Kelly, do you have anything? Was that accurate?
I think that's accurate. And as far as follow-up, then it really depends on what's in the blue sheet, the extent. If that blue sheet passes, we'll come back with a proposal on deliverables in a time frame.
That answer your question, Lorna?
Madam, yeah. Vice Chair?
Go ahead,
Commissioner. Just to add to that a touch, and clarification, is that the blue sheet can be discussed maybe in concept or at least rounded out over a period of time too. So it doesn't have to be probably all in the same period. You know, for instance, on the pinniped discussion blue sheet that we had is I floated that idea out and got feedback and input. And then later it was presented at a commission meeting and then got its approval from the commission. And then it was scheduled over time based on the staff time and the like. So
Thank you.
Are those blue?
I'm sorry, Lorna, I cut you off.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, are there blue sheets available for review, like from this past year or something?
Sure. Nikki, would you work with Commissioner Smith on that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I see.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Sure. Good luck, Lorna. Larry.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I might be coming out of left field on this one a little bit, but I would feel remiss if I didn't raise this item because it was talked about quite a bit today. And I think Commissioner Kuntz, you very, very well articulated your thoughts and ideas on the economics and how you evaluate economics and so on. I have been good, bad, or otherwise, I have been working with this agency since, as a stakeholder primarily, since Raleigh Smitten was a director, and that's many decades ago. And even as far back as that, and I've worked with, volunteered and tried to be a benefit to wildlife and people and opportunities and so on. We've always run into a situation where we're looking for economic analyses. We're trying to figure out cost benefit. We're trying to measure good, bad, or ugly. And we didn't have it back then when Raleigh was director. We didn't have it when Phil Anderson was director. And we really don't have it now, unless Kelly's got something new in his back pocket that I don't know about. But trying to evaluate the economic well-being and cost benefit of the grazing issue, that's important. The timber removal piece, I think, also is another one. The one that we've run into multiple times in the past is what are the cost benefits of these respective fisheries we have, both recreational and commercial. So I just throw that out for discussion, not today, but maybe at some point we should have some in-depth discussion about what my colleagues on the commission and staff feel we could participate in, authorize, or find a way to get more economic guidance for some of the very, very difficult decisions that we make. Not that that's going to totally make up our individual minds or as a group minds. I just think it would be helpful. Certainly, having been in the private sector and business for 40 plus years, economics played a big role in my success or failure. So I just throw that out for consumption of sorts.
Thank you, Chair Carpenter. Making the assumption that everybody's said what they had to say, I'd like to close. And if I see any hands come up in this two-line closing, you feel free. I mean, there's still time. But I think Chair Carpenter's comment and referencing Commissioner Kuntz's request for a deep dive into some economics makes it sort of shows us that we're adjusting to having two new people with two new interests and two new specialties on the commission. And I just like to say that you are welcome additions both. And I love hearing the new perspectives on old issues. So that's my comment. Is there anything else that we need to address before we adjourn this meeting? All right. Well, it's 10:14 a.m. on February 12th, and the conference call of the Fish and Wildlife Commission is hereby adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.